Today we will look at the attribute of Al-Jalil, the majestic. It is attribute number 42 as such. And in Surah Ar-Rahman, Surah number 55, Ayah 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me go back to Ayah 26 where he says, Kullu man alayha fan. Everything will be annihilated or pass away. وَيَبْقَى all that will remain will be وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, the essence of your Rabb, ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, the Rabb of majesty and honor. So, what is Al-Jalil? Linguistically, the verb yujil means to magnify or glorify someone or deem him great. The attribute Al-Jalil is derived from honor, dignity, and greatness. He is too majestic to do anything which does not fit his honor. He purifies the heart by manifesting the qualities of his glory. He reveals what is hidden by the attributes of his beauty and what is in the world, all of it, of glory, perfection, goodness and magnificence by the light of his essence and the effect of his qualities. See, he is too majestic to do anything that is lowly, to do any act that is unjust, to do anything that in any scope does not fit in within the realms of perfection. Now, the qualities of majesty include strength, dominion, holiness, knowledge, wealth, power, and so forth. The one who combines all of them is absolutely majestic. So when we think of all the qualities put together, we say Al-Jalil. When the attributes of majesty are perceived by intellectual perception, majesty is called beauty. The one who is characterized by it is called beautiful. The name of Allah, Al-Jamil, which we will look at, was used originally in regard to whatever was visible. Then it was transferred to the inner form, which is perceived by insight. Thus one speaks of conduct as being good and beautiful. One says that one's character is beautiful and that beauty is perceived by the powers of insight and not by physical light. Therefore, the absolutely and authentically beautiful one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all beauty, perfection, splendor, attractiveness in the world are really from the light of the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the traces of His quality. So, it's important that the concept of Al-Jalil just makes us want to feel the radiance of all His perfect qualities put together. His knowledge, great. His mercy, great. His generosity, limitless. His treasures, inexhaustible. Nobody else can be called Al-Jalil. Nobody else can be called majestic. Let's maybe look at a little anecdote that will help us understand this character. There was an ant once who saw a pen writing on a piece of paper. It whispered this mystery to another ant and said, the pen drew wonderful pictures of roses and lilies and carnations. The second ant said, it's not the pen, it's the finger that's the artist. The pen is just an instrument. A third ant joined them and said, oh no, it's the work of the arm. The power of the slender finger that drew those flowers came from the arm. Finally, the leader of the ants joined in the conversation and he said, don't think that this power comes from the physical form, which becomes unconscious in sleep and decays at the time of death. Only reason and spirit can cause the fingers to move, and that spiritual power comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Al-Jalil. So, who is Abdul Jalil? How do I apply it to my life? Abdul Jalil is one who strives towards perfect character. In other words, who takes the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the person of Rasulullah, you have the most excellent example. So it is one whose feelings, thoughts, and actions are an emulation of the Prophet ﷺ. One who tries to do the best in every act he or she does, however small, however insignificant that act might seem. Recite Al-Jaleel frequently if you wish to be revered amongst people. Read it over water and drink it, and you will gain self-confidence within yourself.